This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All. It is almost here, opening day.
I was really looking forward to the spring games in Florida.
But we already had them.
I know, but I like the ties and everything. Don't they get a point if they get a tie?
They have points in spring training?
I'm just kidding. I'm thinking of hockey. I'm sorry, Ray. I was wondering if they could still contend for the Grapefruit Cup. But
I mean,
apparently not.
It is definitely a goal of mine to actually go down there and attend spring training games as a spectator.
Right.
That way I could just sit back and enjoy the atmosphere and just, you know, take it all in. And I would like to really do that after one of these harsh Baltimore winters.
Yeah, that is most certainly true.
I mean, other than the giant, giant snowstorm that we had in January, really it was a mild winter, other than that big, giant snowstorm that we've had in years. But that was just one. It was just one. So, yeah, mild winter. I want an actual tough winter, and then I want to go down to Florida for spring training and sit back and watch some spring training baseball and just figure out what everybody wants to do. And you hear about all these interesting stories, too, that different teams try to simulate different things. I remember it was last year, Buck Showalter played the crowd noise from Camden Yards when Delmon Young had that bases-clearing double.
Right.
In the playoffs. And I remember, I think they called the cops on him.
Yeah, because it was too loud.
Yeah, that was the point.
That was the point.
It's like, how do you got to simulate some type of crowd noise. How do you deal with a giant crowd like this? You've got to be able to adapt to every situation because you're playing in front of thousands of people. Yeah, do it this way. And then you go down there and you see like the different replicas of different stadiums that they've made and everything else that's been going on. It's a good atmosphere, and I want to be able to actually experience it as a spectator.
Yep. Obviously, in the last couple episodes, we aren't going to go down the box scores because box scores in spring training are absolutely 100% pointless. So we are going to do a rundown on how the players have been doing so far.
Spring training box scores matter.
Yep. Yep, we're going to be talking about stats as far as players that are making the 25-man roster is concerned, and also give you updates on players who may not only be ready for spring training, but may not make the 25-man roster when spring training is commenced.
Or might not even be in this country when spring training has no longer happened.
Actually, you know what? Let's start with that news first, of course. It's been reported by Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports. It's been reported all over that outfielder Hyun-Soo Kim from South Korea is basically not going to make the opening day roster come April 4th on this coming Monday.
Say it ain't so, hon.
182 batting average for Hyun-Soo Kim. And no extra base hits for him either. However, Ray, with his consent, he can decide if he wants to keep playing American baseball by taking an option to AAA Norfolk.
Now, and not AAA Ottawa, as you infamously said 2 weeks ago.
Norfolk, not Ottawa, folks. Norfolk. So let me ask you this. If you are Hyun-Soo Kim, you just got a 2-year, $7 million deal from the Baltimore Orioles. Do you still keep the money in mind and say, you know what, I'll go down, I'll play a month or two, say I come back after the All-Star break and hit 300 in for the Baltimore Orioles? Do you think you should do it, or do you think you've seen enough of him already to know that he is just not ready for the majors?
I don't think we're going to see that 300 scenario at all.
Okay.
But
do you think he should take the AAA option there?
I mean, hey, if he likes the country, it's a good change of scenery. I mean, it's something new. You don't actually – it's not every day you get to play pro ball in the United States, especially if you're from Korea.
That is very true. That is very true. And I think of it this way. When you have your outfield pretty much set, including Joey Rickard, who has been lighting it on fire for the Baltimore Orioles as far as his batting average is concerned, extra base hits, runs scored – that's going to be your leadoff hitter. And not only that, probably one of your corner outfielders starting on opening day. Just out of nowhere, the Rule 5 pick from Tampa Bay.
Joey Rickard has put himself over with the fans because he's been the talk of the town for the last 2 weeks now for the Baltimore Orioles. And people just want to say, yeah, Rickard. I want to see more from this Rickard kid. Everybody, Rickard and everybody like that. And then people want to kill the buzz by saying, one, Jake Fox.
Yeah.
Who are you going to think about that? But somebody actually talked to me a couple days ago and said, wow, the Orioles never really gave Jake Fox a chance. I'm like, yeah, but
they gave him a lot of chances.
They never gave him a chance after the hitting the leading the league in spring training. He like was pretty much starting the season out on the bench and stayed there as a bench warmer and pretty much didn't come up at all during that season. But then, you know, I had to retort by saying, well, maybe the Orioles didn't give him a chance after that infamous spring training that he had, but other teams did, and he stunk up the joint, and now he's actually playing international baseball.
Yep. And speaking of players that won't be on the opening day roster, Kevin Gausman is going to start the 2016 season on the disabled list, and of course won't be eligible to return to the Orioles until April 10th. Now, how big of this is a setback for the Baltimore Orioles
it
going in?
It really isn't a setback at all because opening day is what, April 3rd?
April 4th.
April 4th. Okay, so you're talking 6 days.
6 days.
Pitchers pitch every 5 days.
Right.
So he's missing one start.
Could miss two starts if he has to take some rehab time.
Big deal.
Big deal. All right, so you think he's a kid, he has to man up and everything?
No, I mean missing two starts. Big deal.
Okay. All right.
Meaning something really to stress over, to tell you the truth.
Now,
if he wants to get healthy, get healthy.
Now, Matt Wieters, according to reports, will be ready for opening day. However, there is speculation going around that maybe, just maybe, Caleb Joseph, the journeyman catcher for all these years with the Baltimore Orioles, will start his second consecutive opening day as the team's catcher. How do you see this panning out for Caleb Joseph going into this year?
Well, I mean, it's nice to have two different catchers that you can rotate in and out because catcher is probably one of the more physically demanding positions in the sport of baseball. So it's always nice to have your number two guy, or if he is your number two guy, or is he his number one guy? I think that's the point of this debate. Where exactly does Caleb Joseph fit in with his ball club? Because Buck Showalter is a bench guy, likes to play with a bench, likes to, you know, give guys that aren't everyday players a chance to thrive in the lineup, thrive in the field. And Caleb Joseph has been a proven player for you over the last couple of years. The guy has journeyed himself through the minors all the way up into the majors. I remember he was in single A short season in 2008. And now he's worked his way all the way up here and has actually been kind of a force here for the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, how do I see this playing out? If he starts opening day, it would not surprise me, and it would not disappoint me whatsoever.
By the way, Caleb Joseph this spring hitting .311 with one home run, four RBIs, and a double there as well. So he can certainly hit the ball and can certainly play defense just as good as Matt Wieters when Wieters is healthy.
Yes, but as soon as that opening day rolls around, all those 300s, all those home runs, everything like that reads zero.
Yep, that is very true. And we could say the same thing for the starting pitchers' ERAs going into this spring. And everybody has been making a big tiff about this whole starting rotation and what it's going to look like. Here's your starting rotation ERAs in spring. Yovani Gallardo, 16.88 ERA.
How many innings has he thrown though?
He has thrown eight innings, Ray, in three games. Miguel Gonzalez, 12.56 earned run average, 14 1/3 innings pitched in five games.
That's the one that I really would be concerned about.
Ubaldo Jimenez, four games, 12.27 earned run average, 7 1/3 innings pitched. Chris Tillman, 9.31 ERA in three games, 9 2/3 innings pitched. By the way, folks, Mr. 9.31, Chris Tillman, that's your opening day starter for a third year in a row.
Well, hopefully it is not last year's Chris Tillman, and it will be the year prior's Chris Tillman.
Or even the 2013 Chris Tillman as well.
You could take either or, because out of all those young pitchers that you had, the Brian Mattis, Jake Arrieta, I believe Brad Bergeson, all these young up-and-comers that everybody was really excited about, Chris Tillman is the only one left standing in that starting rotation.
Okay, here is the Orioles 25-man roster according to Orioles.com, and some of these guys may or may not make the club going in. All right, and since this is our last spring training talk here on the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All for this year, let's run down some names here. Dylan Bundy, does he make the club?
Yes.
He does? Oliver Drake. And by the way, Ray, Oliver Drake, his ERA, a flat zero. 9 scoreless innings.
I'll say yes.
Okay, all right. Let's see, who else do we got here coming up? Yovani Gallardo, of course, he'll make it. Zach Britton, of course. Kevin Gausman, Michael Givens obviously will make the club, I assume, with a 0.90 ERA in 10 innings pitched. That could be your seventh inning guy right there next to Darren O'Day, who's usually your eighth inning guy.
I mean, hey, he's got just as many innings as your starters, so you could actually have him be your starter. Maybe. Not really, no.
All right. Let's see. TJ McFarland. Now, that's a name we hear a lot about in spring training and through the last several years at the Baltimore Orioles. A guy who is not only your long reliever, but also a guy that can fill in as a spot starter. TJ McFarland this year, Ray, 7.56 ERA in 8 1/3 innings pitched, six games. Does Buck send him down to Triple A? He does have some options left.
I will say yes.
You think so?
I think he starts out in Triple A.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Chaz Rowe. Now, Mr. Rowe, where are you? 2.38 earned run average in nine games, 11 1/3 innings.
Yeah, he's on the 25 man.
He's on the 25 man. All right. Here we go. Tyler Wilson. Where is Tyler Wilson here as far as his stats are concerned? Tyler Wilson is 2.51 ERA in six games, 14 1/3 innings pitched.
I would say so.
Does he start for Kevin Gausman?
I would say yeah.
All right, so like a number three guy, so to speak. All right, let's see here. Jonathan Scope, Ryan Flaherty. Ryan Flaherty will make the team. Pedro Alvarez, Chris Davis, J.J. Hardy, Manny Machado. Outfield. Now, outfield is where we get tricky here. Hyunsu Kim obviously won't make the team on the 25-man roster. That's been reported. What about Nolan Reimold? Nolan Reimold's listed on the 25-man roster, and according to the stats here so far, batting a solid .280 with three home runs this spring.
This could be the year he finally breaks it, folks.
Is he going to come back to the 2012 Nolan Reimold that could have hit 30 home runs if he was healthy? No.
Nah.
Not at all. No. All right. Jimmy Paredes. Does he make the roster? Now, remember, Jimmy Paredes in his first, 30 games of 2015, solid hitter. I believe he was in the top three in AL batting average until he just had a colossal drop-off in batting average and in power hitting.
And it seemed like that was going to be the norm.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Paredes.
So does he redeem himself in 2016, or does Buck play it safe and say, no, I want you to go to AAA first, and then let me see how you hit?
Yeah, I don't think he's making the 25, man.
No, and I don't think he's going to be much of a DH option either, because when you look at Pedro Alvarez, he's guaranteed to be penciled in as a designated hitter. If it wasn't for him, Mark Trumbo could have been designated hitter, but he's going to be starting in right field come April 4th. And then, of course, you have Chris Davis, who is going to be your everyday first baseman. So I hate to say it, but Jimmy Paredes doesn't have a whole lot of room to spare there.
Odd man out.
Odd man out. All right. Now let's preview the season real quick. How do you see this Orioles team doing?
Living by the long ball, as they always do.
Does starting pitching redeem themselves?
They could surprise you.
Now, that's the thing. We hear a lot of pessimism from folks saying, oh, this is the worst starting rotation in years, the worst since 2000, whatever. I'm like, no, I've seen 2000, I've seen 2002, 2003. Those were pretty bad rotations. The players, they have to pitch. They have to step on the mound every fifth day and play. But until that happens, I can't make a judgment call on if this rotation is going to be good or not. Who knows?
Yeah, because you have to think about all these guys. Tillman, he was very good.
All-star.
Miguel Gonzalez. He was good.
Especially in the postseason. Ubaldo Jimenez, same thing.
Was actually good. I think he was your best pitcher last year.
Yeah, and Yovani Gallardo is an innings eater. And not to mention, you have some young guys like Kevin Gausman, Tyler Wilson, Mike Wright, if he can revert to the guy that was in his first three starts. You look at those guys right there, and look at the bullpen that already has that pedigree of being a solid, stout bullpen. There is no reason for me to believe that this team doesn't have a shot at contending this year.
And you might be, and they could be one Dylan Bundy away from actually having a dynamic lights-out pitcher.
Yep, very true.
It's not out of the realms of possibility. I mean, look how early Strasburg came out of the woodwork and absolutely dominated until they decided to shut him down for God knows whatever reason.
Yep, and of course, at the end of the day, the 2016 season, when you look at it on paper, we know that this team is going to be capable of some power hitting, especially if all players are healthy. We know that the bullpen is going to be stout and ready to go in the later innings. The big question mark, Can this starting pitching redeem themselves from the previous season?
That will be the big question mark, and if they do, look out.